This is the D-Pad with Darian. I'm here with my co-hosts, Luke and Denon.
Hey, hey.
What's going on?
Today we're going to be talking about new releases. That means releases coming up or releases that have come out recently. And, I mean, starting off, the one that first comes to mind is they re-released New Super Mario Bros. For the Switch again. It's the exact same game that was on the Wii U, but with additional content and...
extra characters to play this time?
One extra. They added Toadette.
Toadette?
Yeah, an easy mode, basically. And for some reason, she has an exclusive power-up that lets her turn into a Princess Peach-like character. It's odd. It's very odd. It doesn't... it confuses, like, how power-ups work in that instance.
You sound very confused right off the bat trying to explain this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's called the Super Crown, and as soon when she gets it, she looks like Princess Peach. It's very odd. And makes me wonder what the heck Princess Peach is. But yeah, that's a thing.
So it's a Nintendo Switch exclusive for Toadette. Totally worth getting the game for all over again.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's good if you didn't feel like getting a Wii U, because the Wii U was expensive. But then again... so is the Switch, but the Switch has more stuff on it, therefore it's better, so whatever.
Did you ever get a Wii U?
Yeah, I got a Wii U, mostly for Smash Bros., but yeah. And that's basically what kept it alive.
And the Wii U, it lasted like, what, just a year, 2 years? And then it was just like, it's not really working out.
Yeah, it was like 3-4 years about, something like that.
Then along came the Switch.
Yeah. Then along came the Switch to rescue it. And,
yeah, basically.
Still waiting for that price tag to go down a bit, or at least some more, I guess, more content. I know there's Zelda out right now. There's Super Mario.
Smash Bros., the new one.
There's Smash Bros., there's Mario Kart, and what's the new Super Mario? Odyssey?
Super Mario Odyssey, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing game. I still haven't beaten it fully, but like, just exploring the kingdoms and stuff is just so fun.
It looks like it, and... I'm almost to the point of buying myself a Switch.
I definitely recommend it. Even if you're not into like the main Nintendo IPs, they even have a bunch of third party support. Like you could play Doom on the Switch now, like the newest one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, stuff like that. There's also Fortnite if you're into that kind of thing. I'm not. I will say that right now. Yeah, no.
I've seen too many videos and too many
Fortnite
dances. Too many
streamers.
Kids screaming about it.
Yeah, too many streamers online playing it too.
Yeah. It's like a new Minecraft, basically, at this point.
Actually, yeah, it is. It is the new Minecraft. Mm-hmm. Is Minecraft still a thing?
It's, yeah, people are still playing it, but it's just not as popular as it was, like, say, 5 years ago-ish.
I'm sure it's, like, the people who, like, have their, like, dedicated servers going. Those are, like, the people still playing. Everyone else is like, Fortnite.
Yeah, basically.
Speaking of Fortnite, is PUBG still...
It's still big. People still play it. I jump back to it time to time. Like,
yeah.
I'm still shuffling between Red Dead, that, and Madden right now.
Because PUBG, because of how big Fortnite, it blew up, and it blew up. And PUBG, it just seemed to be left in the dust.
It like finally became like a full version game now. There's 3 maps. I believe one's supposed to be, a new one's supposed to be releasing soon on PUBG. But yeah, Fortnite like... leaped over it, and because I remember that was like always the debate, oh, PUBG's better because it has vehicles and this and that. Well, Fortnite's like, oh, we'll give you vehicles, and even better, we'll give you planes too.
Oh God, I mean, yeah.
As soon as I seen that, I'm like, all right, I think Fortnite's gonna run away with this one now. You can get on airplanes, you can even stand on the wing of a plane and shoot other people.
Jesus.
I seen some insane trick shots where someone's like riding on a wing and they still manage to snipe somebody out with a sniper rifle on the wing of a plane. It's insanity. The game's, plus with the battle passes, I'm like, that's actually pretty, like, I actually know the concept now of the battle passes, and, like, it's smart. You pay into, like, the game is free, like, to play, no matter what, but you can pay into the battle pass to get, like, all those cool outfits and, like, other cool things, and...
So basically pay to win, no.
Not pay to win, but pay to, like, get cooler stuff to, like, look, I guess, more unique,
and
like,
that, playing the game. And that's how it works. That's how they get you.
Yeah,
I want the,
it's like,
that
do you
wanna, hat.
Yeah, do you want to be like everybody else, or do you want your character to be more unique? Well, pay into it, and you'll have a chance to get that stuff, because they don't, well, they give you some stuff, but then there's a chance to unlock stuff.
Oh, okay.
You got to get, like, 50 headshots and, like, single-player matches to unlock, like, a certain helmet, or to get a certain gun, you need to get like 100 kills on like a squad mode, or there's like a whole bunch of challenges and prerequisites you have to meet in order to like unlock certain things. But hey, it's working for them. The company seems the company seems pretty good. You know what's funny about that game? It wasn't like, it didn't start out as a battle royale game. It started off as like a really co-op game. Because I remember the main objective was like there was four of you and you had to like fortify yourselves like behind basically defenses and like fight off zombies.
I think I saw commercials for that.
Yeah, that was the initial game and that you had to pay for. But then they're like, oh, let's give everybody like an online mode where they could just duke it out and that took kill over each other. The entire game. And that just took over. Yeah, battle royale games became, look, Call of Duty even like evolved into it.
Yeah.
It's like a building game though, isn't it? Like Fortnite, like
you can build, but it's become like a battle royale, like last man standing or last squad standing like type thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like PUBG was like in that. I find those two were like the main competitors and they had like the similar battle style, you know, like you start off on the whole map, eventually the map shrinks depending on how many players are left on the field. Oh, and yeah, and the main objective is to be the last man standing.
I've never played a team-based type style video game. Everything I play, it's always single player, every man for himself, and I prefer it that way. But for you guys, do you prefer going out on your own, say for a game like Fortnite, or would you rather have, you know, your crew with you?
It depends on my mood. Like I'll always start off like solo. As soon as I like turn on the console and start playing, yeah, I'll go solo and do a few rounds solo, and I'm like, ah, let's start playing with some others. So I'll move to squad right away, like to play with three other people, and usually I'll jump back to solo because in PUBG, man, there's people don't know the definition of a team. Like we all squad up, and all of a sudden, like everyone's jumping out of different areas on the plane. Only one guy will stick with you, or you'll stick with one guy because he's the only dude with a headset. I don't know why people don't play co-op with headsets. It's like, it's your main way of communication.
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
Like, yeah, like somebody has to quarterback the team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if everybody's like,
even if I try, one guy was cool enough to be like, I'm just letting you know, he's like, I always like play by myself in squad. Is like, until there's like 20 people left in the match, he's like, then I'll join up and squad up. And well, I'm like, you know, that's actually smart because it usually takes around that time to like really run into people unless you decide, oh, let's all jump with these other two squads and take them out like right away. Like, I guess if people have different play styles and try to take a different approach to the game. But yeah, I'll start off solo, then I'll jump to squad. And if it's good, then I'll stick with those guys. Or if only one guy's like playing like with me, that'll be like, yo, let's move down to duo, then just me and you play. And so it's got its variety of like ways of playing, either by yourself with just one good friend or three other people.
Okay, well, yeah, I never played Fortnite. I did when it first came out. I tried like this mode in Minecraft on the Xbox, the console version. It might be on the PC version as well. I don't know. It was like a multiplayer. It was like a battle royale mode basically. There's like chests all around. You got to find weapons and shit like that, and then you have to be the last one standing, stuff like that.
Okay,
that was kind of difficult for me. Like it's, I don't know, it's, I'm, I have a hard time like trying to improvise like that, and I would always just get killed because people were good at it. So yeah, and there wasn't a team mode like that. But a game that I was thinking of when you mentioned like teams that didn't really know what they're doing and how there's no communication or whatever without mics is Splatoon on the Switch. It's the game with like the
it's like
yeah,
paint.
You have to paint like the ground and try and see who
can own more of like the map. Eh?
Yeah, basically, and then you could also like shoot your opponents and they like kill them and they like explode into like a big little explosion of ink and it covers the map a bit more too. And people end up focusing more on that aspect than actually, you know, inking the ground, which is annoying because like that's the whole objective. Like, what are you doing?
It's like, don't just go after the players. It's like
calm your bloodlust. Okay, like, what I do usually is I try to, like, because, like, I use this weapon called the roller. It's like a paint roller, like what you use for the walls.
But, okay,
like,
you use it
on the ground. And, yeah, it covers a lot of area, and I try to get as much of the area as possible. And then I'll notice when I'm, like, passing through that, like, my team decided to just go straight for the enemy, and they just leave, like, big chunks of the ground blank, and I was just like, what the hell?
Guys, we're supposed to be painting here.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't, what are you doing? This ain't the game.
It's like, if you want to kill, go play Call of Duty.
Yeah, basically. And again, like you said, with the whole no mic thing, like the only way you can have mic support is if you actually have 8 people like that you're friends with that play the game, so that you can like go on like Messenger or something and just call them through that and have a, like a group call and then talk to each other while you're playing. Otherwise, when you're playing like normal matches, Nintendo doesn't have their own online voice chat system unless you're friends with people. So you're just playing with random people that you can't talk to. They give you like 2 options. You have the option to just like celebrate like with the D-pad. You could say like booyah or whatever when you like kill someone. Or you can say like this way. And that like, that's very, very limited. So like, what...
I can imagine you'll hear like 10 different characters like, this way, this way.
Yeah. They'll say that. You're like, where did that come from? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm going to just stick to my own thing. Yeah, sorry, bye.
What's...
I mean, what's also annoying is that like when your teammates get killed, there's an option to say ouch, which I guess is helpful. But at the same time, like when your team sucks, they keep doing it and you're just like, oh my God, stop.
So they're just saying ouch, ouch, ouch.
Like over and over again. Yeah, there's like... Because, like, you're a team of 4, and once I was playing, and 3 of them died in a row, then they, like, tried to go back to the opponents. They kept dying again. I was like, what are you doing? Get good.
Ouch. Ouch. It's going to be a Gunawagi version. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! Ugi.
Ugi!
Yeah.
Hi-ya! The, I noticed this past week, the brand new trailer for Mortal Kombat 11 just dropped.
Oh, it looks brutal.
And not only the trailer, but gameplay and new fatalities, things like that. And I am just so amped about this new Mortal Kombat. It looks so...
Yeah, Mortal Kombat X was rough. Really good and had a really great storyline too.
Yeah.
But the gameplay itself was like... Oh, it was like not just the fatalities, it's those like X-ray moves.
X-ray moves, yeah.
Where you're like, you'll do like a small little combo, you punch someone in the gut, next thing you know, you see like their rib cage split, and then like you'll uppercut somebody and you'll see like their jaw like break. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh man, that's so great.
They're sort of
very satisfying.
They're doing away with that ish. They're not doing the X-rays anymore. Instead, they're just like total brutality. Like
get and stabbed
there's,
and
there's just so much blood in this. Yeah. How are they still alive? That's one of the things from Mortal Kombat X. You do an X-ray, oh, that killed him. Then they spring right back up and, you know, kill you with a sweep of the leg.
Like you crack their skull, you crack their rib cage. They're like, no, it was just a scratch. It's
yeah,
okay.
Just a scratch. They get right back up. I still got both my eyes even
after.
There's
nothing but a scratch.
But, yeah, it just looks more brutal. And they're incorporating Injustice 2 type styles into this. Because you can customize your character now.
Yeah,
with Scorpion, he's not just wearing the yellow suit anymore. You can change it. You can change his mask, change his spear, change his fighting style. It's going to be all customized. And okay. I am very excited to get into this because I loved Injustice 2, being able to create your own version of Batman or Superman or Harley Quinn, but now you can do that with Sub-Zero and well, they only dropped a few characters,
like the main characters,
the main characters. You got Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden, and a few others too, Baraka, and I think there's going to be like maybe 25 more characters yet to be revealed. It's coming out in April, so there's still time for you know, to get psyched up about this one.
Mm-hmm.
So that is in the meantime. What's coming up in the next week or so? I don't know whenever this is airing. Maybe it might be out now. Resident Evil 2.
Ooh, that's the one I'm waiting for.
It looks excited.
Oh, I'm very excited. The one shot demo was so good. Didn't beat it, but it was really fun.
Mm.
I can't wait to actually like play it.
How long did you last when you played it?
I lasted the whole 30 minutes, but I didn't get to the ending though. They only give you, they cut you off right at the time limit.
Yeah, fair.
So what happens if you don't make it though?
Oh, it just stops and it just tells you like, thanks for playing. Like,
and you can't play it anymore.
Yeah, you can't play it no more. You got to wait till it releases.
Yeah, that does sound like a little bit cheap, but at the same time, like
it's a taste.
It's like a very, very small taste. But
a very small taste of a very, very, very amazing game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very. How long has it been? Like 20 years since that game, and fans have been begging for this remake ever since they remade the first one.
The first one for the GameCube,
which came out in 2002. So it's like a long time ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
since that, so it's about damn time that this is coming out, and I don't think it's going to disappoint. Just playing that that demo itself was okay. I got a taste of it. I want more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It gave me the heart rush that I wanted. It made me think, because of course, right off the bat, it threw puzzles like right in front of your face.
Yeah,
gave you a book that you had to like decipher, and oh, this is the way out. But crap, what do I do?
Do you guys, when you play games, do you put like headphones on?
I tried that one with the headset, and I turned my lights off. I closed my curtains. It was still daytime, but like I gave myself like the ambiance of like it being like dark, and yeah, it really got me into the game doing that.
I find that I can only play games that way now with a headset on, because a lot of the games are built that way now. Mm-hmm. Like it's built surround sound for the headset.
I think Red Dead's the only one I don't play without a headset.
I that's where I started. I started with Red Dead Redemption 2, and it sounds fantastic.
Damn, I never actually tried. I mean, I got new headphones recently, and I used it, like I said, try playing online and talk to people on Splatoon, because I had a few friends on there that I could play with. But yeah, I didn't really notice that much of a difference, honestly. But oh well, it might just be me.
It's, yeah, especially if it's just you in the house, you just hear clicking, clicking, clicking. But like if you got somebody with you, they don't want to hear the game and they got work to do, it's like, okay.
Well. Yeah, that's where a headset comes in like handy. Like my mom's like, oh, I just like, that's super loud. Can you turn it down? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to plug my headset in.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And I'll keep it loud.
Mm, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's all quiet. And then all of a sudden you just start yelling, you son of a bitch. You're like, what?
Exactly.
What'd you say? Not you, the game.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel that.
That happens. That happens a lot.
I've been playing a lot of Smash Bros. Online, and some people really need to chill with how good they are at the game. But yeah.
Oh, you come across a lot of people who talk a lot of trash?
Well, no, I don't put the voice chat on for that.
Okay.
I mean, you can, and like, they have a mode where like you can host like a room, basically like an arena, and like two to eight people can join, and there's like a rotation for the characters, and you fight, and then if you lose, you go to the back of the line and stuff like that. You can have the voice chat for that, but what I do is usually just press quick play and just find an opponent right away. So yeah. But I do come across some really strong and annoying players, specifically people that play Yoshi. Because he's so fast, his aerial moves can kill you so easily, and I don't know, he's just so hard to deal with. And also the Inkling character from Splatoon, because they have a move that can like stick you in the ground for an extensive period of time, and if you're at a higher percent, which is where you get launched at, you're basically dead if you get hit by the roller. So
how many characters are in the new Super Smash?
Like 70 plus.
70 plus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's more coming too.
I'm still used to the Super Nintendo Super Smash Bros.
You mean 64?
Yeah, 64. 64.
The 12 stock characters.
Yeah,
that are
yeah,
there.
Just 12 characters.
Like I'm good. I got, you know, I got my favorite character. I got my favorite was Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby's really fun.
Yeah. Cuz he just becomes every character.
Yeah, he can just copy. That's one of my favorite things to do with Kirby, just it's not what a lot of people do usually, because they just stick with his normal moveset. But like once you're able to incorporate like his copy abilities into like combos or attacks, it's actually really fun. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I got used to. Now there's 70 plus characters. Well, and half the characters I don't even know.
Yeah, there's a lot of obscure characters, but there's also just iconic ones. Like they added Mega Man in the last one,
mm-hmm.
And they recently added Simon and Richter Belmont from the Castlevania series.
So. Nice. Oh yeah, I actually seen the previews for that.
Yeah, the reveal trailer.
Yeah,
it was really cool. Like just rip Luigi though. He got killed by death.
Yeah, because that was actually a really brutal like commercial. Like you see, like the Grim Reaper take Luigi out of his body. I'm like. Mm-hmm. What the heck? He's actually dead.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Nintendo, are you good?
Nintendo's getting dark, even with that Ridley reveal.
Oh,
too.
Oh God, the Ridley reveal. Samus, Mega Man, and I, Maybe
Mario. I think it was Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
They all get like taken away, like one by one. It's just Samus left. And mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty badass trailer.
Isn't there like the Wii U yoga instructor too?
Oh god, the Wii Fit Trainer. And
oh, I've seen that one. Yeah,
Wii. Oh my god, that was
Wii Fit Trainer is actually available on the on Brawl, if I remember right.
No, it was Smash 4 where she first debuted.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the Wii U and 3DS versions.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is, the 3DS, yeah.
Is that a character worthwhile, like, choosing? I mean, because well, there's just so many.
She's a what-the-fuck character. Like, they threw her in there just because, it'd be interesting. And honestly, it works. Like, she's a little weird, but it's just super satisfying to perform the tree yoga pose and kill someone with it. So, yeah.
Here, there goes Solid Snake with a downward dog.
Like, it's so jarring seeing like cute little characters like Kirby or Pikachu, and then you see Solid Snake with just a mortar or like an AK-47. Or
yeah.
Something. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, okay, this is a really interesting game. Thank you, Nintendo.
They even have Ryu in there throwing Hadoukens and Shoryukens. Yeah. That was my coolest like thing when they like put Ryu in there. I was like, I absolutely love Smash Bros.
And they recently added Ken too, so yeah,
even,
it's really
great. Even better.
There yeah, Ken, I usually pick Ken over Ryu so in any Street Fighter game. I find his multi-hit moves a lot better. So, yeah.
I'm a Ryu person.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, I wasn't really good on the new Street Fighter games. I stick to the best Street Fighter game, which was not Super Street Fighter Part 2, but Marvel vs. Capcom Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
Not Part 3, not Part 4, Part 2.
Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was one of the classics.
It's still going strong in arcade. No, I can't say like in North America, but like you go to Japan, like they're still having tournaments with Marvel vs. Capcom Part 2.
Yeah.
And that game is one of the best fighting games.
I never actually tried 2. I played the original on an arcade cabinet, but 2 I haven't tried. I really should. It sounds
fun. 2, there's so many characters. Yeah. If you unlock them all, they're... like get almost matched the amount of Wii U characters or not the Super Smash Brothers characters because it's all Marvel characters, so you're getting all the X-Men, you're getting the Avengers
and then Capcom characters.
And then Capcom
yeah there's a lot of Capcom. I'm sure
I remember when they released it the remastered version on Xbox like the marketplace a few years ago, and man, it was getting like a lot of downloads.
Yeah,
damn. Okay,
it's actually still up there if like you go and try and like download it. And yeah, and what was the cool part is they actually, you didn't have to unlock anybody when you bought it. Everything was already unlocked. It was just go play and your teams. And
I love that when they like save you the trouble.
Yeah, they just said go make your teams and go play and have fun.
Nice.
I invested so much time because when I got it, they didn't have all the unlockable characters. So it's like you have to invest hours and hours just to build points to, you know, get that one extra character. And then once you got him, you play him once. And never to ever play them again.
Yeah, because you realize sometimes those unlockable characters aren't that great.
Yeah.
I mean, fair, yeah.
Like, the only unlockable character I ever truly, like, played with on any fighting game was Akuma. Like, once I unlocked Akuma on any Street Fighter, that became my player.
Yeah, I see a lot of people playing as him. He's,
Akuma's great.
Yeah, he was on my team. Badass. He was. I had Akuma and Venom were on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And some other obscure character who was... I think she was, like, a Mega Man character. She had... She rode in the machine.
Yeah,
she was in. She was in charge of those bots.
Oh, no, yeah, that's Trombone, I think.
Yeah, Trombone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I still like to play the Mega Man Legends series. I heard it was pretty good. I don't know.
The Legend series?
Yeah, there's Mega Man Legends 1 and 2, and then there's the Misadventures of Trombone, where she gets her own spin-off game. So.
I never got into the Legends. I'm old-fashioned with the original Mega Man, Mega Man X as well, but not the... when it started getting into 3D, I couldn't do it.
I don't even know how to feel about those ones. Like I've seen them, and apparently they're all right. They look like Mega Man in 3D, but then like I hear people saying it's not what you expect, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, for you, I know you're all about Sonic, and when he came into 3D, what happened?
Well, I mean, he had some pretty good 3D games.
I mean, Sonic Adventure, like mine, that was one of my favorites.
That was a fun one.
Like, that was fun. Terrible dialogue, but but it was just...
Watch out, you're gonna crash! Ah! Yeah. But yeah, it was a... It was a test run.
It was a rough stretch for...
It was a little bit rough, but it was still pretty fun. Like, the Sonic section and Tails, even Knuckles, was really fun. Yeah,
and then you get Bob the Cat.
Big the Cat.
Big
yeah,
the
oh
Cat.
My God, Big the Cat. We love Big the Cat. He's a...
Froggy.
He, I don't know why they added him in, honestly. He was just a big waste of time. Like, fishing levels in a Sonic game.
Let's,
can you,
yeah, let's see if why? We can get some love for some new characters.
Yeah.
That one is a big doofus.
Mm-hmm. There's also the Amy levels, Amy Rose.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I don't know, they were okay, I guess. I didn't hate them, but they weren't exactly my favorite. Like, you just chase around by a robot. She's not very fast either, which doesn't help.
What is she?
She's a hedgehog.
She's a hedgehog?
Yeah, thing? She just... Her last name is Rose, I guess. So she just goes by Amy Rose.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess Amy Rose the Hedgehog is a mouthful. So, yeah.
I mean, I haven't tried any of the, like, anything past Sonic Adventure.
Oh, okay. No,
like, I haven't played Part 2. I haven't played, I don't even know how many there are.
There's quite a few after that. Yeah. And honestly.
But any that are worth mentioning?
Well, After Sonic Adventure 1 and 2, which is a lot of fans' favorites still, I actually really love Adventure 2.
Mm-hmm.
It's super fun to go back to and just try to play levels as fast as possible.
Yeah.
There was Sonic Heroes, which was like a bit different. The levels are a bit more linear and the characters were faster, but you had to play like as a team, basically. Like, you were in a trio of characters and... it wasn't multiplayer, but you controlled three characters at once, basically. You pressed a button to switch which character was in the lead.
Oh, like GTA 5.
Not exactly, no. Like, you're all, like, in the same, like, area. You're, like, in a little formation, you just run together. And there was the speed formation in which you take control of speed characters like Sonic, and you'd just be faster and have more fast options, like the light speed dash or the spin dash and stuff like that. You have your power formation, which you take control of characters like Knuckles, and you get your punches and stuff, and you can actually use the other characters to, like, throw them at enemies. Oh, I just slapped the mic. Oops. And, yeah, that was pretty cool. And then you had your flight characters to get you to higher areas and stuff, and that was actually one of the only uses they had, honestly. But yeah, it's still pretty good. It spiced up the gameplay.
And the most recent one, which one was it?
Sonic Forces. Wow. I mean, there was one right before that came out, which was Sonic Mania, a throwback to the classic games.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I spiced up the animations for the characters and everything. And the level design and the music is just pure bliss. It's beautiful. But Sonic Forces happened right after. And what was different was Sonic Mania was developed by fans of the series that created, like, ROM hacks and stuff in the past that Sega hired. And... Sonic Forces was made by Sonic Team, so, like, the main developer for the Sonic games.
So it should have been good.
Oh, yeah. That's not a very good sign for the company when your main, you know, production studio performs worse than a group of fans. That's not very good.
Oh, maybe the movie will be good.
Oh, God, don't even start with the movie.
The movie, yeah, Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey is going to be Dr. Robotnik?
Yep, he's going to be Dr. Eggman. That's still such a weird casting choice to me. Like, you know who would have been a pretty good Dr. Eggman?
Who?
Danny DeVito.
Oh, you're thinking of, like, right away, you're thinking of the Penguin. Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey, I think he could do it. He's going to put on a few pounds or, you know, CGI, suit, shave maybe. His head.
Big suit. That's what I can see.
It's
going
to be like the same thing he did for... a series of unfortunate events. He transformed himself.
Yeah, and, like, many times, like, he's wearing all different costumes and, like, prosthetics. And
Yeah, it's true.
It's possible, but then the character of Sonic itself...
he's going to be CGI, but... And he's voiced... He's not even voiced by the person that voices him in the games. He's voiced by... I forget his name, but he voices one of the new... one of the characters in the new DuckTales cartoon. Because, like, that got a reboot.
Okay.
Recently. Yeah.
So they're actually going with a voice-over actor. As opposed to giving a celebrity, you know, the chance to...
try their voice acting skills.
Try their voice at it, yeah.
He was in a few, like, TV shows, too. But, like, other than that, I don't know. He's not...
It's not Ryan Reynolds.
It's, yeah, it's no
not Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm actually really excited for that one, though, Detective Pikachu. Like, it honestly looks like a high quality movie that they care about.
I saw the trailer. I was like, this looks awesome.
Yeah. Like,
why is it getting so much hate? Like,
it's just because Ryan Reynolds is playing Pikachu. That's the only reason why.
I don't know. Some people are really uncomfortable with some of the designs of the Pokemon. Like, some of them look really good. I really like the look of Pikachu, how it looks like an actual animal, but it's still not the
fur.
Yeah, the fur and everything.
Yeah, like that's what's throwing everybody off. These Pokemon have fur. They're not just, you know, they're not smooth.
They're not made of rubber.
Yeah.
Like, the look for the CG Charizard is actually amazing. Like, how it looks.
Yeah, so, with all the scales and the flames and everything. Yeah, the Charizard looks gangster.
Mm-hmm. But the ones that people are a little uncomfortable with is like Jigglypuff, for example.
That even looks like great. Like, I seen Jigglypuff in the scene, I was like, that looks really great.
Like, it's just like there are people say that like they. It's supposed to be a balloon Pokemon, so they wouldn't imagine it having fur like that. Like, that's not that big a deal. It still works. Like,
please.
What?
Yeah. That's all I got to say to those people. Please.
Yeah, basically.
They've been looking at these realistic images. I mean, like, we've all seen what the realistic images of what if Pokemon were real. Yeah. Some of them are haunting. Some of them are scary, terrifying.
Yeah.
And then you get this Gyarados one. It's adorable. Even the ugly Pokemon are adorable in this.
Exactly.
I can imagine. What I'm happy about it, at least for myself, I'm a first generation Pokemon master. So if there's any of the third generation, fourth generation in there, like, goes way over my head because I don't know. Who the heck are they?
As someone who.
It's around sixth and seventh, that's where I started. Like, because I still played a few of those games after, and I played Alpha Sapphire, and like, they're all in there.
Mm-hmm.
But after 6th and 7th, that's where it starts like going over my head. But I'm with Denendo with Gen 1. Like Gen 1, 2, and 3, those are like the...
Yeah.
I recognize them like absolutely like right away.
Yeah, I'm more of a Gen 4 guy myself. But yeah, those are my first games. And I have recently started playing Generation 2, Gold and Silver. But
So awesome.
Even then, they have Heart Gold and Soul Silver in Generation 4 that we make. So, yeah.
It's like a Pokemon Stadium, that's where I go.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, I still actually have my 1, 2 and the 2 game packs.
Yeah, so yeah, same here.
So nice. If people actually have their cartridges, like, let's go, we can play it anytime. Nice. I have my gold version all suited up, ready to go.
Bam.
That was the first ever turn-based game that I played through and sat through. I'm not really a turn-based player.
Yeah.
I find it just a little too much. For my patience, like, I just want to get into the action. Never mind waiting to see if, you know, you're confused or not. Or
yeah. One of the problems for me, though, is, like, because, yeah, I started with Pokemon for, like, RPGs like that. Whenever I try to play another RPG, I just end up seeing the characters as Pokemon. I'm like, what? This is different. I'm playing as the Pokemon now? What is this?
Yeah, you're not Ash or the trainer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, when you play Final Fantasy, you got like a team with you. You know, you got like you and your four people, and sometimes you're fighting like one big boss or like four other mini monsters.
Yeah,
like it depends.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's where Pokemon like kind of adapted, and I found that was cool. Like they made it more directional. Like you don't have to focus on five different opponents or try doing combos or worrying about like your teammates. It's you and your one Pokemon versus your opponent and their one Pokemon at a time. Like, you know, of course you can have like your six in a party, but it makes it so much more, I guess, linear and simpler for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I could see what they were trying to do with Pokemon. Like, let's get more towards the younger audience. But at the same time, they're like, hey, we got the older people too at the same time.
Yeah, because like, it's simple because it's just one Pokemon versus another Pokemon, and they only have four moves each. So they're
movesets,
four moves, their HP bar, and of course there's like status effects that come with it. But there's like only what, three, like burn, paralyzed, and sleep, and frozen. That's about it. Oh, and confused. Mm. So like four
there's a few
really
that are like labeled actually that are like shown on the Pokemon. Like I think those are burned, frozen, asleep,
and poisoned.
Poisoned and paralyzed.
Yeah,
and
And confused.
Then there's like, I mean, that one doesn't even show up though. Like, it shows you that the Pokemon's confused, and that shows like little.
But you don't see like animation. A status tag.
Yeah, they don't have like a little tag. And even then, there's extra ones. Like, there's badly poisoned, where like the poison tag is like more purple, and it's like.
Oh yeah.
And that one is actually a lot worse because just the damage gets worse over time, like after each turn.
That's where Venushaw comes into play.
Exactly. Yeah.
That move is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then there's extra static conditions, like when someone uses attract on you.
Yep. Yeah, your Pokemon's one. Infatuated with the other one, can't attack you.
And it's like 50-50 whether they're going to attack. And it only works if your Pokemon is the opposite gender of the other Pokemon. Which is homophobic. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I remember playing Gen 2 for the first time going against, what's her name? The third gym leader on Goldenrod. Or no, she's the fourth. She's the Goldenrod. Oh my God, yeah, Whitney. The normal type. That Miltank.
I hate her Miltank. It's horrible. Like
stupid attract and rollout. It's like, oh, you can't attack it. And rollout's just going to get bigger and bigger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then... In I don't know if it was this way in the original games, but it also had Stomp, which always screwed me over. It made you flinch whenever you, her Miltank's fast, so whenever she hits you with Stomp, you have a chance to like flinch and then not get an attack off. It's it's a mess.
You were lucky if you had a fighting type around that time. Oh yeah,
believe me.
Other than that, you were screwed because that rollout would just like, especially if you had like I usually always took the fire, so I took Cyndaquil, and of course. Being in, like weakness to rock and ground, it just always killed me. I had to like start over. I'm like, nope, we're going Totodile or Chikorita this time because it's not gonna have any effect.
I picked a Cyndaquil too, but I was able to catch like stuff nearby. Like I caught up Elsprout and I used that throughout, and I had Vine Whips, which was useful and stuff. But the only fighting type move that I think was available at the time, really, unless you somehow found a fighting type, I'm not sure which ones were nearby, was like Rock Smash, and that's so weak, honestly. It's
extremely weak. I think you were only able to get that to after, like, closer to the fifth gym, if I remember right. It was a technical move you had to find.
I'm pretty sure you can get it earlier. I don't remember exactly, but yeah. Because, like, there was rocks, like, nearby in the first few towns, so, I don't know. I could be wrong. Actually, speaking of Pokemon, there's supposed to be a new Pokemon game coming out this year for the Switch.
Ooh.
That isn't Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which I'm really happy about, because I don't mind Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. I haven't played it yet. It just looks a lot simpler, I guess, and Pokemon's already pretty simple, so, like... Why?
It looks more like I said. I think we said in the last episode. Yeah, I think it looks more like a kid's game. The two.
Yeah, it's very.
I simplified. Can't figure out why it's been, why Pokemon never went like to the next generation. Like, and I mean console wise, like to Xbox, to PlayStation, bringing Pokemon sort of like in an open
console, basically
into an open world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just on Game Boy, because, you know, it's Game Boys, they have their small enough on there. But like,
I think I know what you mean. Like, almost like how Zelda's made,
yeah,
right?
Like Zelda, yeah. Like how it's just open and you get that big and that immersed. Third person
perspective, and then you'll just run around the map, and of course, you'll encounter like a Pokemon.
I've been dreaming about this game since I was so young.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they make a game like that?
I actually heard like rumors like around when like Gen 1 was out, like, that Nintendo was like intending to make a game like that, because they were like, hey, like, look, Ocarina of Time is like such a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think they were going to make a Pokemon game just like that, where, yeah, you run around, the open world is like your third person view.
Oh, yeah.
And eventually you run into your battles. But then I think they just decided to make Pokemon Stadium instead. Like, yeah, let's focus more on the battle aspect and leave the adventure to. On like the game cartridges for like the handhelds.
Yeah, because like I think they intended to have it on the handhelds because it's something you like to do in like your spare time, which is fair. Because I when I go to school and I take the bus and the metro, I like to just open up my DS and just play on there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, like you said, imagine having like this big Pokemon adventure on console. Yeah, with amazing.
Especially now.
Yeah, with like how
they could make a game like that because of how big games could be.
Yeah,
look at how the size of like Red Dead Redemption 2. How huge it is.
Mm-hmm.
So much to do.
Or even Zelda Breath of the Wild. That's like a huge.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah.
Like the story's actually decently short, I heard, but there's just so much to do on the map that like you can almost completely ignore the story.
Yeah, that's I've heard the exact same thing.
Same thing that's happening in Red Dead right now. The map is so huge. You're like, oh, I'm supposed to go to this town to do this mission or go find this guy. But I haven't explored that area of the map yet. And it's pretty big. I'm going to go into that area and explore the map.
Yeah. I'm going to go play the Red Dead Redemption 1. You know, I'll go play in that area And there's just so much to do. Just throw like Charizard in there, Pikachu, and
yeah, just have like some have NPCs just walking around the area, and just if they make eye contact with you,
challenge matter, like, yeah, challenge them, yo, or
fight me.
Yeah, you begin a duel, and then there you go. You can create a whole new online world for that. For
oh god,
who's the greatest of them all? You know, rather than just playing it on you know, a small game like that on your
yeah. Game but even Boy. Then, like, because it would be on a Switch, you'd also expect to like take it on the go with you. So like, you wouldn't always have access to the online. But I get what you mean, though. Like, it would be fun just like find people online, like just roaming the world. So I guess that would be like
yeah, and game mode, you know, you yeah. can trade. That's yeah, one exactly. one of the best things about it too is trading.
Yeah, trading Pokemon between versions and everything.
Like, yeah, you can do that. So I want this game to happen. 20 years ago, I still want it to happen now.
Hopefully, Pokemon for the Switch in 2019 actually is something like that. But
and,
if not,
and because I'm such an old soul now when it comes to Pokemon generations, I feel like if they're going to make a game like that, they're going to incorporate more than just the first two or first three generations, which I'd be okay with. I'd have to like learn more about the new ones, but
yeah,
still, let's go make it happen.
Yeah, like at the, like right now, they're almost at like 900 Pokemon.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like every time E3 comes up, I'm always hoping like, come on, something big Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode of the D-Pad with Darian. This has been me, Luke, and Denon. We will talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening.